with their big blue eyes. Gregory stroked their curly heads, and as he bent over them he felt love for the pretty fair-haired children grow in his heart. He asked many questions about them, and when he heard that they were heathen, he made up his mind to buy them and teach them to be Christians. Gregory took the pretty children home with him. He was very kind to them and taught them how to grow up into good men and women. They loved him, you may be sure, and he loved them so much that he made up his mind to go to Britain to teach all their brothers and sisters there to be Christians too. But the people of his own land were so fond of Gregory that they would not let him go. So, although it was a great sorrow to him, he was obliged to give up his plan. But Gregory did not forget about it. Some years after this, he was made Bishop of Rome, and so became a very powerful and important person. And one of the first things he did after he became powerful was to send a good man called Augustine to preach about Christ to the Angles. Augustine took about 40 other good men with him and set out for Britain. We are not told if the pretty children, whom Gregory had bought in the Roman marketplace so many years before, were among these men, but I think very likely they were. They would be so glad to go back to their own country, to teach their brothers and sisters all the good things they had learned from Gregory. It's a long way from Italy to England, and in those days, when there were no trains, and travelling was both difficult and dangerous, it seemed very long indeed. But after many adventures, Augustine and his men arrived safely on the seashore of France. There they had to wait for a ship to take them across to Britain, or England, as we must now call it. While they waited, Augustine and his men heard such stories about the fierceness of the Angles and the Saxons that they were frightened. They were so frightened that they turned back to Rome. When Gregory heard that they had returned, he was very angry. "I am ashamed that you should be so cowardly," he said to Augustine. "Go back again. If the people of England kill you, you die for others, even as Christ did." So Augustine set out again. This time he reached England. Although the Saxons were fierce and lawless, they treated Augustine and his followers very kindly. Ethelbert, who was king of Kent, one of the seven kingdoms into which England was divided, was the first to listen.